Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, a new report from the National Pork Board digs into the growing short and long-term protein needs facing China and how U.S. pork can position itself to meet that demand. The new report titled Pork 2040, China's Market Assessment, also reveals the impact that African swine fever is having on both China's short and long-term protein needs and how the Chinese pork industry and supply chain will change as a result. According to the report, pork consumption in China peaked in 2014 and will continue to see a slow decline as the Chinese population grows to its highest level in 2030. As the availability of other proteins, more specifically fish, chicken, and beef, increases along with increased disposable income, consumers, they say, will look to diversify center-of-the-plate protein options. And according to the research, U.S. pork is poised to help fill the urgent short-term protein needs that African swine fever is creating in China due to the decrease in China's domestic hog population. However, by 2025, Chinese pork production will have rebounded, it says, and farms will have had time to rebuild and become more modern. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Russell Nemitz.